I quite agree. The story does lack a definite ending, but the rest of the narrative more than makes up for it.
My dear fellow.
So I'm correct. That is what you were thinking.
Exactly so. It's very impressive.
Oh, Watson, you're the perfect audience. However many times you've seen the trick, you still react as if it were fresh and new. Firstly, I know full well that you've been busy writing up the Baskerville-Stapleton inheritance case.
Ah, yes, the Hound of the Baskervilles.
Yes, yes, well, if you prefer. Secondly, your labours are at an end. Your face this afternoon bore all the self-satisfied signs of the successful author about to launch another tale onto the waiting world.
And why not? It's been a lot of work, and I'm pleased with the result.
Except for the denouement.
Well, yes.
The criminal is unmasked, but the hero...
Heroes.
A thousand apologies. The heroes have to take someone else's word for it that the villain's dead. That's not the kind of neat and tidy climax your readers expect.
No, quite. But I still don't see
how... You have everything ready to send to the Strand. You're about to seal the envelope, but you stopped. You were uneasy. You glanced up at the print of the good ship Alicia above the fireplace, a remembrance of a case that you'll never publish.
Ah, because it had no ending.
Exactly. Yes, the Alicia disappeared without trace, and I was never able to discover how or why. The connection with your latest opus is obvious.
I suppose so.
But then your eye moved again, back to your notes, specifically to that fulsome letter of thanks from Sir Henry Baskerville. Your doubts were replaced by a warm smile. You were remembering your friendship, the dangers shared, the obstacles overcome, the peril, the excitement, the thrill of the chase.
Yes, I think you've made your point on that.
Yes, and you've decided, well, how could you fail to decide, that any story that has all that and a giant dog that glows in the dark is quite strong enough, even without a clear-cut ending. Simple, you see.
Well, if it's so simple, why can't I do it to you?
Well, that's an excellent question. I think you're just too polite. Or perhaps merely not as bored. Oh, heaven preserve us from quiet days and uneventful nights. Has the entire criminal population gone away on some sort of communal holiday?
Well, there's a thought.
What a pity we can't control reality the same way we can fiction. If this were one of your stories, as soon as I'd finished moaning, the doorbell would ring. I'll never complain about your powers as a writer again.
Always happy to oblige.
Let's see who's come to rescue us.
The Singular Inheritance of Miss Gloria Wilson by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Andrew Sachs as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Toya Wilcox as Gloria Wilson, Roy Hudd as James Phillimore, and Sean Probert as Inspector Athelney Jones. The Singular Inheritance of Miss Gloria Wilson.
No, don't you trouble yourself, madam. I can find my own way. I am a detective.
Inspector Athelney Jones.
Mr. Holmes. Doctor?
Oh, Inspector.
Arthur, what do we owe this singular pleasure? Come in, come in. Take the weight off your feet.
Don't mind if I do. Oh, would that be a coffee there, Doctor?
Oh, coming up. No milk and three sugars, I think.
Oh, you've a fine memory. I've always said so. Oh, it's a pleasure to sit down, gentlemen. I've had a busy old time of it, I can tell you. Oh, delicious.
Well, James, come to ask for my help, have you?
No, not a bit.
Indeed?
I've come, Mr. Holmes, because I knew you would be interested. No other reason? Take a look at this now. Straight from the scene of a crime.
Well, well.
Exactly.
Fascinating. How long has it been?
25 years, if it's a day. Well, I was on the beat last time I saw one of those.
And I've only ever read a description. Oh, Watson, my dear fellow, you haven't the faintest idea what we're talking about.
I'm afraid not.
I'll explain. It started 32 years ago. A series of robberies, very audacious, very clever. Big houses, all in London, all secure, all well guarded, but still the thief managed to get inside and away again without being seen. Now, here's the funny thing. He only ever took one item.
Only one?
But it was always the most valuable or precious thing in the house. Lady Rothermere's emerald tiara, Count Ellison's Shakespeare first folio, the Duke of Athlone's Egyptian bowl.
In and out like a phantom he was. Mm. No broken locks, no smashed windows, nothing. For near on 7 years.
And then the thefts stopped.
Sudden as they began. 7 years. And in all that time, he only ever left one trace.
Yes, there's one of these at the scene of every crime.
Oh, what is it? A postcard?
Well, not exactly. Here.
Oh, cheap card. Plain black with a single letter G. It's intriguing.
Down at the yard, they called him the Ghost.
Yes, if he'd spent more time looking for him and less in dreaming up a foolish name, he'd have had him.
Now, that's not fair, Mr. Holmes. He baffled the yard's finest brains, he did.
Yes, well, that's not saying much.
Holmes!
You see, you can read my mind.
When it comes to some subjects, yes, I can.
I'm sorry, gentlemen.
Oh, nothing. Jones, where did you get this?
Ah, yes, well, that's what I came to tell you. That was lying in the middle of the floor of a locked room at Lord Torrington's townhouse in Hampstead. He'd been burgled, you see. A priceless diamond, just the one, and not a sign of the robber. Gentlemen, the Ghost has returned. And I am on his trail.
East, the windswept west, the unknown north, the snowy stormlands of the south. Music, marbles, monsters, all of them here, all of them real, all of them for you.
Yes, gentlemen?
My name is Sherlock Holmes. Please inform Lord Torrington that I'm here to examine the scene of the crime.
I cannot do that, sir.
Why the devil not?
His lordship's specific instructions, sir. Only the official detective force has his permission to investigate this crime. Good day to you.
Damn the man.
Holmes.
Well, he's a fool. If he wants his precious diamond back, he needs me, not some bumbling imbecile from the land of song.
You don't care a fig about the diamond or about Lord Torrington. You just want to crack at this ghost character.
Your newly developed mind-reading skills are beginning to get annoying.
Oh, for pity's sake, stop and think for a moment. Now that he's come out of retirement, this ghost's not going to stop at one burglary, is he? You'll get your chance.
Another one.
The Secretary for War, no less. A set of antique dueling pistols.
When?
The theft was discovered under 2 hours ago.
Get your hat, Watson.
Mr. Holmes. Mr. Holmes!
What?
Sir Frank doesn't want anyone else involved.
What?
Oh, dear.
No press, no publicity, no private detectives. Some people still place their trust in the official forces of law and order, you see? Yes, well, if you'll excuse me.
Yes, go.
Go! Gentlemen.
Yeah. Sorry, Holmes.
There's something wrong. Something doesn't fit.
Doesn't fit?
Two robberies, two noble clients, two declarations that I mustn't be allowed to investigate. I don't believe it.
My dear chap, you can't always expect to be called in.
Yes. Very well. Then we must adopt another approach.
What do you mean?
Well, if I can't be directly involved, then obviously I must solve these crimes from the sidelines.
And how on earth do you propose to do that? This is the one. Details of the original robberies.
It seems that at least one section of Scotland Yard has some claim to efficiency. Who'd have thought they kept so many records? Right, let's have a look at our friend the Ghost.
Oh, good to be back in the fresh air. Oh, well, what did you learn?
Very little, I'm afraid.
popular version of the story is more or less correct. No sign of entry or exit, no forcing of locks, virtually no witnesses. Oh, I did learn one new fact.
What was that?
He was seen once. On his final job, a servant saw a vague shape going into a room.
That's not much of a description.
It's as good as they were ever going to get. When they took her statement, the woman was terrified.
Terrified? Why, did he attack her?
Nothing so commonplace. As I said, she saw him go into a room. It was a small room with locked windows and just the one door. The woman had the presence of mind to shut the door and bolt it.
I don't think I'm going to like what's coming next.
I'm quite sure you're not. When the master of the house unlocked the door, the room was empty.
Shh.
Yes. Whoever he is, the man's a genius. I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Before your very eyes, he will defy the laws of Mother Nature. He floats in the air. He vanishes away like smoke. He melts through solid walls. Ladies and gentlemen, young ladies and young gentlemen, the amazing Georgiana!
There's been another one. Greenwich, retired bishop, valuable Bible. Mr. Holmes...
Am I excluded yet again?
I don't know. Haven't been there yet, just got word. If you like, I can try to use my influence, bring you in on the case, like...
In need of a helping hand, are you, Jones?
Oh, Holmes, really?
No, not a bit of it. I just thought you might care to... I don't know, have a quick look. I know how much you like this sort of thing.
Well, I suppose it might be interesting.
But you'll come.
Greenwich, is it?
Yeah, that's right, that's it. But we have to go somewhere else first.
Why do we?
Because this time he made a mistake. He was seen. And that's not all.
Miss Marshall, can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Sherlock Holmes. I'm going to find out who did this to you, but I need your help. Do you understand?
I understand.
Can you tell us what happened?
I'm not sure. I think he hit me.
Who hit you?
Don't know. Came from nowhere.
You were cleaning in your master's library, is that right?
Yeah. And he just appeared.
Through the window in the doorway? What?
I don't know. I didn't see.
All right. Take it easy. Rest back. That's the way. Keep this short, gentlemen.
Can you describe him, Miss Marshall?
Short, thin, dressed in black.
Well, what about his face?
He had no face.
What?
He had no face. No face!
The woman was hysterical.
No, she wasn't.
She was mistaken. A black mask, possibly, or some sort of makeup to hide his features. I hope you've got a man guarding the scene of the crime.
Of course. There's been no disturbance.
Then we have a chance. Lead on. Your constable did a good job, Jones. No one's been into this room since the maid was removed.
He's a promising lad. So,
what have you found?
Practically nothing. The Bible was evidently in that locked cabinet. It's still locked.
What about signs of his break-in?
Well, I can read where the encounter took place. The maid was by the hearth. She collapsed across the fender and in all likelihood broke her jaw on the iron bars when she fell. And that's the sum total of what the room tells me. For all I can see, your ghost might just as well have walked through the walls.
You ought to eat something, you know.
I can't spare the energy. I need it for thought.
Now, Mrs. Hudson will not be amused.
Mrs. Hudson isn't trying to solve an impossible crime.
Well, no, I don't suppose she is.
Jones, won't you join us? I have the doctor's word for it that the devil kidneys are particularly fine today.
No, thank you, Mr. Holmes. Well, perhaps later.
Whatever's wrong?
I take it you haven't looked at the papers this morning.
Not yet, no. Something of interest, is there?
You could say that. Damned scandalmongers. You take a look at that now.
Phantom thief has Scotland Yard baffled. Oh, dear, I am sorry.
Well, it's the same in everyone.
But how did they get the story?
Someone must have talked to a servant, I expect.
Probably for money. Oh, you're right, Watson. It's delicious.
All there, every detail. The previous two thefts as well. Just as he was getting careless. Just when he might have thought the net was tightening. Now he knows we're no nearer to catching him than we were 25 years ago.
You could be right. On the other hand, it might give him the confidence to commit another crime very quickly. Watson, I'm beginning to suspect that you've engineered this whole case for maximum dramatic effect.
Well, no such luck, I'm afraid. Come in.
Mr. Holmes?
At your service?
Forgive me, when the street door was open, it seemed easiest to come up unannounced.
Well, no apologies are necessary, Mr.
Fillmore. James Fillmore.
As my friend the doctor here will tell you, we've seen far more unorthodox entrances onto our humble stage.
Dr. John Watson, pleasure to meet you, sir.
Mr. Fillmore, and this commanding figure belongs to Detective Inspector Athelney Jones of Scotland Yard.
Ah, well, forgive me, Inspector, but I should much prefer to talk to Mr. Holmes in confidence.
Well, yes, of course. I must be about my business anyway. I plan to talk to the maid again, see if there's anything she's forgotten.
Take it gently with her, Jones.
I shall, Doctor, never fear. Gentlemen?
Jones?
Now, Mr. James Fillmore, pray take a seat and tell us how we can be of service.
Thank you, sir. You've seen the papers, then? This is a terrible business, gentlemen, a terrible business. How is the woman, do you know? I inquired at the hospital on my way here, but they wouldn't tell me.
Her injuries are quite serious, but she'll recover.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear it. Very pleased. And this outrage is merely the latest of several.
So it seems.
We live in lawless times. Lawless times.
And what is your own problem, Mr. Fillmore?
Oh, yes, of course. It's linked, I believe, to that unfortunate maidservant. Gentlemen, last night I too was robbed. And by the same thief. By the man they call the ghost. I maintain a modest establishment. Just a small house and one servant, my housekeeper, Mrs. Cotterill. Since I retired, I've lived quietly and contentedly, too. Until last night.
And what was stolen from you, Mr. Fillmore?
My one great treasure, Dr. Watson. A tiara studded with emeralds, presented to my dear mother on the occasion of her wedding and passed down to me. A thing of great beauty and no less emotional value.
And what makes you believe that this ghost is to blame?
The circumstances match in every particular. No lock was disturbed, no door forced, and this was left in the centre of the room.
Indeed.
Yes. The golden G on a black background, you see.
That's his calling card, all right.
Why did you ask Inspector Jones to leave?
According to the newspapers, the official forces have made absolutely no progress towards identifying this villain. I prefer to put my trust in you, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you, Mr. Fillmore. No sign of any force being applied.
No.
How many people know the combination, Mr. Fillmore?
Only myself, Doctor. And as you can see, Mr. Holmes, nothing else in the safe has been disturbed.
Yes, and no traces on the doors or windows. It certainly bears all the hallmarks of our elusive friend.
No friend to me, sir.
My apologies, Mr. Fillmore. The loss of such a valued article must have affected you deeply.
I'm afraid it has,
yes. I'll examine the rest of the room now. Perhaps you'd be good enough to wait elsewhere.
Oh, rest assured, Mr. Fillmore. If anyone can catch this thief, that man is Sherlock Holmes.
I certainly hope so, Doctor. Another biscuit?
Thank you, no.
Very well. Aha! Have you made any progress, Mr. Holmes?
I believe I have, yes.
Splendid. May I ask what you've discovered?
If you've read my friend's literary efforts, Mr. Fillmore, you'll know that I have the regrettable habit of secrecy. All should be revealed in the fullness of time. Watson, we ought to be going.
You were a little short with him.
Was I? Oh, no matter.
Are you going to tell me what you found?
Our man's made another slip, perhaps two.
Oh, he really is getting sloppy, then.
Look at this.
What is it? Mud?
The sole of our phantom burglar's right shoe, and not just mud. Use my lens.
Oh, something embedded. I can't tell what.
Sawdust. Mud impregnated with sawdust. I found it on the windowsill inside the study.
I thought the window was locked.
It was.
That's his method, then. Somehow he can lock the windows from the outside after he's left. Genius.
Very. Especially when you consider the dust.
What dust?
Our client's housekeeper is not exactly efficient. The windowsill was covered in a layer of dust at least 3 days old. It was completely undisturbed.
Undisturbed? But surely that means...
It means that we should concentrate on our one material clue, mud and sawdust. Now, what does that suggest to you?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Johnston Circus Giganticus presents once again the incredible Giorgiano, the masked master of mystery. Music maestro, if you please.
This is the only circus currently in the capital. The mud outside's an exact match for the pellet I found at Fillimore's.
This Giorgiano's our thief.
A committee from the audience has locked the amazing Giorgiano into the reinforced steel trunk. The locks have been sealed with wax. The air is running out. And now, the curtain cabinet of the unknown will be put into place.
The curtain cabinet of the unknown, dear Lord. Holmes, what's the greatest burglar of all time doing in a run-down touring circus?
Yes, it is curious, isn't it?
The curtains are in place! Maestro! Stop the clock! Ladies and gentlemen, the amazing Giorgiano! And the committee from the audience will attest the locks are still secure and sealed.
Oh, well done. Yes, I suppose that could be our man.
Not exactly.
What do you mean?
Look.
And now, the amazing Giorgiano's greatest surprise of all. Giorgiano, remove your mask.
Good God above. It's a woman.
Sit yourselves down, gents. Excuse me while I get out the working clothes.
Well, we'll wait outside.
That repulsive, am I?
Of course not.
Relax, I simply meant... love. You sit there and I'll be behind here. How's that? All decent and proper enough for you?
It's perfectly. Now, Miss Giorgiano...
That's Wilson to you, love. Gloria Wilson.
Yeah, Miss Wilson... Does the name The Ghost mean anything to you?
Another act, is he?
Something of the sort.
Well, I hope he's in a better gaff than this flea pit. Oh, that's better. What about him, this ghost? What's he do?
Much the same as you, Miss Wilson.
But with one or two interesting variations. Where were you last night between the hours of midnight and 4 o'clock?
Last night? Who are you?
Please answer the question.
That's pretty much exactly where you are now, me old cock. You're sitting on my bed. And before you ask, I was asleep. And on my own.
So, no one can corroborate your story.
Are you going to tell me what this is all about?
Not yet. How long have you been in the circus?
All my life.
You're an extremely skillful performer.
Yeah, I am.
Worthy of better surroundings.
I'm not arguing.
Then why are you here?
I never got the breaks. That's all. Not that it's any business of yours.
Crime is always my business.
Crime? The only crime round here is the ticket prices and the pay. Look, I'll ask you again. Just who are you?
My name is Sherlock Holmes. This is my associate, Dr. Watson.
Chuck me over that dressing gown.
Oh, yes, here. Yeah.
Thanks. Sherlock Holmes. Struve. Well, sorry, love, but you've got it wrong this time.
What do you mean?
I mean you've got it wrong. You think I'm some kind of big-time crook? What am I supposed to have done?
knocked someone off? Blackmail? Arson?
Robbery.
Robbery? And just what is it that I've nicked?
A pair of duelling pistols, an antique Bible...
And various other valuables. Miss Wilson?
And I thought you was good. Look around you, gents. If I had money, do you seriously think I'd still be in this godforsaken dump? Do you really think I'm that much of a fool?
Suppose I told you that I had proof.
What sort of proof?
We must be going. Thank you for your time, Miss Wilson.
What sort of proof?
Holmes, this is ridiculous. Why are we still lurking here at this time of night?
You're perfectly free to go, Doctor.
Oh, now you tell me.
Please do so quietly. I don't want to alert our quarry.
Miss Wilson, you mean?
Of course.
But surely she's too young. I doubt if she was even born when the robbery started.
Possibly not.
Besides, what she said made sense. If she's a master criminal, why is she still here?
There are other reasons than monetary gain to commit burglary.
There are? Look. It's a lantern. She's coming out.
We've unnerved her. Exactly as I intended.
Shut your gob, you great toothless lump. That's better. Now shift over. I told you, save it for the show. Thank God.
There was no need to be concerned. It's all still there.
Evening, gents.
Thank you, Miss Wilson.
I'd say good health, but I don't suppose I'm going to be in for too much of that, am I?
That rather depends on you.
What do you mean?
First things first. You admit to the recent robberies?
No, love. I just happened to find all that stuff.
Levity won't help your case, Miss Wilson.
No, I don't suppose it will. All right. Let's do it the proper way. Yes, Mr. Holmes, I'll hold my hands up.
Very sensible of you.
Look, how's that maid, or whatever she was?
Recovering.
Thank God. It was an accident, she did say.
At the moment, she can barely remember what happened.
She saw me and screamed. Then she stepped back and tripped over the fireplace. You've got to believe me.
I do.
Thanks. I suppose you want to hear the rest.
Not here. We ought to repair to somewhere more suitable.
My name's Gloria Wilson. We're a circus family, always have been. Right back to me great, great, God knows how many greats grandfather. I've never known anything else, not really.
Not until recently, at any rate.
Yeah, well, I'll get to that. Do you know many circus folk, Mr. Holmes?
I've encountered a few.
Then you'll know what keeps us going. Pride. It's a great calling. Historic, noble, well, leastways it used to be. You've seen the dump I'm with now.
So you decided to explore an alternative profession, is that it?
You really have got away with words, haven't you? Yes, Doctor. I decided to explore an alternative profession. And a right pig's ear I made of it, obviously.
I wouldn't say so.
No? You caught me, didn't you? Mind you, that's more than the coppers manage, eh, love?
You keep a civil tongue in your head.
Anyway, it all started going wrong. First off, where was the glory? I thought I'd be all over the papers right from the start.
I believe you have the good inspector here to thank.
You know about that?
You persuaded the victims to keep quiet, Inspector. Why?
It was part of his plan to exclude me. He was also after the glory, until he realised he had no chance on his own. Well, Jones... You should talk to your colleagues rather more. I like to stay out of the limelight. All your efforts were a waste of time.
Oh, whoever did it, I cursed them. Getting in the papers was the only reason I started doing it. You understand that bit, Mr. Holmes? I know you do.
The applause was dying. There were no more crowds, no more admirers.
Yeah. My family used to be top of the tree. Played before royalty. My mum and her dad before her. Brilliant he was. The best. When you've lived through that, then a tatty old tent in Battersea. Oh, that's not easy.
But to turn to crime, there must have been a better way.
But it wasn't really crime, was it?
Not really crime, good.
Well, it wasn't. I was going to give all the things back. Leave them somewhere where they'd be found. I thought that'd make the story even better.
And so it would.
And no one got hurt. At least that was the idea. Well, she's all right, that woman.
No thanks to you.
Yes, she will be perfectly all right.
Thanks. Well, that's it, really. That's why I did it. I wanted to be top of the bill.
Even if nobody knew it was you?
I'd have known. That would have been enough.
Miss Wilson.
Mr. Holmes?
Before the worthy inspector places you formally under arrest, why don't you tell us the whole story?
I don't know what you mean.
No more do I.
Miss Wilson, you're obviously not old enough to have committed the original robberies. Why did you decide to copy the ghost? And how did you know so much about a criminal from so long ago?
Mr. Holmes, I don't need to answer it, do I? I think you know.
There's one piece of information I still lack.
What's that, then?
Your family's been in the circus for generations.
Yeah, like I said.
And have they always done the same act?
See, I was right. You do know.
And performer secrets are passed down from generation to generation. The original ghost. Your father?
Him? No, he was useless. Couldn't escape from a paper bag. It was my granddad.
And what happened to him?
He died when I was 8. Left me a sealed letter with the whole story. I was the only one he trusted. All these years, I've been the only one that knew.
So, Mr. Holmes, can I charge her now?
Yes, Jones, you can charge her.
Thank you, cabbie. Holmes, why are we here?
Has it really not occurred to you that things have been far too simple?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean that any criminal as clever as the magical Miss Wilson doesn't suddenly start leaving obvious clues at the scene of her crime.
But she was getting sloppy, we saw that. The injured maid.
Oh, it was an accident, pure and simple. It doesn't compare with the rest.
The rest? Ah, I know about the mud sample.
Ring the bell. There's a good fellow.
Mm-hmm. But, what other clues did she leave? Oh, do you mean the undisturbed dust? What did that tell you?
Oh, Watson, not all signposts point in the same direction.
What on earth is that supposed to mean?
Ah, come in, gentlemen. I've been expecting you. You were successful, then?
Completely.
It was Gloria.
Yes, you were quite right.
You know Miss Wilson, Mr. Phillimore?
Oh, yes, Doctor.
Just as you knew her grandfather?
Yes. Yes, I knew him. I knew him when he was just a struggling magician, and I knew him when he was a household name. And I'm sorry to say that I knew him when the fame was no longer enough, and he turned to crime. Here.
Thank you.
So, Miss Wilson was mistaken? She wasn't the only one who knew the truth.
But like her, I've kept the secret to myself all these years. When I saw the reports in the papers, I suspected at once that she was behind the robberies.
And so you faked a burglary, left a clue which pointed to her and no one else, and then called me in.
Yes, that's exactly what I did.
Yes, your clue was ingenious, unlike the way you left the dust on the windowsill completely untouched. I know thieves that good, however ghostly.
Did I do that? Well, I probably wasn't thinking as clearly as I should have been. I was so anxious to stop Gloria before the compulsion really took hold, the way it did for their grandfather.
Yes, but unless I'm wrong, he came to regret his career as a criminal.
He realized that he had perverted what should have been honorable skills. The magical arts go back into antiquity. I couldn't see another member of the family disgrace that heritage. And, of course, there was that business with the maidservant.
Which distressed you far more than the supposed theft of your own property. Another clue you didn't intend to leave, I fancy.
No. But I was so upset that Gloria could have resorted to violence. And on a woman, too.
No, she didn't. It was an accident, completely out of her control.
Really? Ah, oh, I'm so glad.
And you needn't have been concerned about her giving in to the compulsion. She was planning to return everything.
She was?
Yeah, she's no hardened criminal. She was after glory, fame. Every haul was calculated for its publicity value, nothing more. All she wanted was some acclaim.
Oh, dear Lord. If I hadn't interfered, she might have just slipped back into obscurity. What have I done?
Mr. Phillimore, if you were that worried, why didn't you simply go to the circus and confront her with what you knew? Surely you could have made her see sense.
No, I couldn't do that, Dr. Watson. I haven't seen Gloria Wilson for nearly a quarter of a century.
But why on earth not? Oh, good heavens. Of course.
Open up! In the name of the law!
For heaven's sake, Jones, you'll have the door in.
Never mind that. Saunders, stay there. You watch the road.
Very good, sir.
No. Mr. Holmes, I think you know why I'm here.
You better come in.
Mr. Holmes, who on earth was it?
It was Detective Inspector Jones and Miss Gloria Wilson.
No.
Bring her in here, Jones.
Come on, you.
All right, you have a kick your hands to...
Hello, my dear.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I knew it. Well, who's the clever one now, then, huh? Who's the reasoner now? Suddenly occurred to me what put you on to her so quick. Something had happened I didn't know about.
Hardly an unusual state of affairs.
Never mind those clever remarks. So, when you left, what did I do? I followed you, that's what. And I brought her with me. Look at that, the proof positive.
Of what exactly?
Now come on, no more games. I'll bet my pension to a penny. That is the ghost, the real ghost. Well, Phillimore, what do you say?
Well, I might inquire if you have any evidence, Inspector.
Evidence, is it? Well, I dare say when I've turned this house upside down, I'll have all the evidence I need, and if I don't, well, a few days in a cell, and you'll soon be singing a different song. You take my word for it.
There's no need for threats, sir. I was the ghost.
I knew it. Didn't I tell you I knew it?
Oh, yes, you told me.
I thought you were dead. Why didn't you let me know? Why did you do it?
I was ashamed. So ashamed of what I'd done.
But you confessed the letter.
I never should have written it. It's tortured me ever since.
Tortured you? Why?
Because I didn't know how you'd reacted. What you thought of me.
You could have just asked me.
Oh, my dear. Suppose you hadn't been able to forgive me. I couldn't bear the thought of knowing that.
Of course I'll forgive you.
So I stayed away. I stayed dead.
Oh.
Yes, well, this is all very fine and touching, but I have my duty to do. Bring them out, Saunders.
Inspector, come on, you two. That's the way.
No need to shove. You all right, Grandad?
Yes, thank you, my dear.
Are you proposing that we should walk to the yard, Jones?
Of course not. The local station's just round the corner.
Yes, well, I think it's going to rain.
I believe you're correct, Doctor.
All right, then. Me at the front, Saunders behind.
Hang on, copper.
What do you want?
A bit of common decency, that's all. Grandad.
My dear?
You should bring an umbrella.
Now, come on.
For pity's sake, Jones, he's an old man.
You really think so, Gloria?
Yeah, I do.
Mm. Here comes the rain.
Would you have any objection to my fetching my umbrella, Inspector?
It's not 5 minutes' walk.
Bloody hell, copper.
It is only just inside the front door.
Oh, go on, then, but be quick.
Thank you. Gloria, my dear, would you give me a hand?
No, I think I better wait out here.
But surely...
Go on, Grandad.
before you catch your death?
You're a good girl, Gloria.
Thanks.
It won't be a moment, Inspector.
Yes, get on with it.
Would you excuse me, Mr. Holmes?
With pleasure, Mr. Phillimore.
Thank you. Now get the move on you.
Oh, for heaven's sake, relax, Jones. Think what they'll say at a yard. Two ghosts in one day.
Oh, no, that's true. That's very true. Who's that? Why did he shut the door? Hey! Hey!
Jones! Jones!
It isn't locked.
Phillimore! Phillimore!
Inspector?
Yes! Sorry, lad. What's your report?
The back door's bolted on the inside. And anyway, there's no way out through the garden.
And?
Well, I've been through the whole house, sir. Cupboards, loft, everything. He's not here. He's not nowhere.
Ha! You knew, didn't you? You knew this was going to happen.
Sorry?
I wasn't talking to you. Mr. Holmes, you knew.
Did I?
You know, I've been thinking.
Indeed?
Yes. She did actually achieve what she wanted, didn't she? The story did get into the papers.
Eventually, yes, it did.
Then why didn't she carry on? More baffling crimes? More publicity for the mysterious ghost?
No, she said it herself. It was all going wrong. The business with the maid unnerved her. And I suspect that second-hand fame wasn't quite as satisfying as she'd hoped it would be.
Yes, it sounds reasonable. Lucky for you, wasn't it?
What was?
That the news got out. If it hadn't, Phillimore would never have known what she was up to.
Quite true.
Is that what you were hoping for when you gave the papers the story?
Mind reading again?
Oh, not a bit of it. Simple deduction. There were too many details. If someone else had talked to the reporters, they would only have known the broad outlines, but the papers had the lot. Who else could have given it to them?
Faultless logic. Bravo.
Thank you.
Actually, I just wanted to find out if there'd been any unreported cases. The rest was, well, as you say, lucky.
What will happen to her, do you suppose?
Well, first offence, genuine repentance, no real harm done. Well, I believe she'll be treated lightly.
Oh, good, good.
Publicity won't hurt her career. Her legitimate career, I mean.
Excellent. Was Jones right?
About what?
Did you know that Phillimore would disappear?
Well, it was his speciality, if you recall.
And, do you know how he did it?
I know this. No one will ever find him.
So you don't know?
He's changed his name at least once. He'll undoubtedly do it again. Perhaps his appearance, too, this time.
Or you do know, and you're not going to tell me?
I think we can rest assured that Mr. James Phillimore will never again be seen in this world. What were you saying?
Doesn't matter.
In The Singular Inheritance of Miss Gloria Wilson, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. John Watson by Andrew Sachs. Gloria Wilson was played by Toya Wilcox. James Phillimore by Roy Hudd. Inspector Athelney Jones by Sean Probert. And the Ringmaster by Sean Baker. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Singular Inheritance of Miss Gloria Wilson was written by Bert Cools from a reference in the short story The Problem of Thor Bridge by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The director was Patrick Rayner.